Shalom, Rabbi Leth. If a Jewish person is chas v'shalom put in a situation where an Arab threatens him to convert to Islam or be killed, is there a mitzvah of Yehoreg Valyavar? Just like Avodah Zorah? Or do we say that the mitzvah of Yehoreg Valyavar is specifically in situations of Avodah Zorah, whereas Islam believes in one God, just in a very distorted way, so there isn't a mitzvah to let oneself get killed? Obviously, it's completely also for a Jew to practice Islam and leave Torah and mitzvahs. My question is specifically, in that moment of being threatened, RDG from London, there's a Ritva in Psachim, Daf Chof Hei, who says the following. The Islam, even though they believe in one God, it's considered Avodah Zorah, and the person has to give his life if he's threatened with converting to Islam or dying. If you believe in Islam, then you do not believe in the Torah. Kimoshi biyodenu, the chol ki yotzebo avodah zorahi. Kfira is also avodah zorah. The lo amru b'shar mitzvahs yavru val yohorig b'miskavin lahavir ela kishomrim chalel shabbos b'midah she'ein toch emes v'lo tziva kodesh baruch hu lishmor es ha-shabbos. Kein shamati. If the idea is to be kofar in anything in the Torah, then that is also considered like avodah zorah, and it's yohorig val yavru. The Radvaz in Chelek Dalet of Tshuvas, Simon Tzadik Beis, also says the same thing, that to be kofar in anything in the Torah is considered like Avodah Zorah, and a person has to give up his life. And Islam, he says, basically is kofar in the basic foundation of the Torah, that there'll never be a greater prophet than Moshe Rabbeinu, and they believe that Muhammad was a greater prophet than Moshe Rabbeinu.